Mesechtas Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah gives another exception where Am Haaretz is trusted to say that Maaser was taken off. Hamadir Eschaveirei Sheyechel Etzli. Someone who makes a neder on his friend in order to convince him to eat a meal by him. So what happened over here is there's a host that's trying to convince his friend to eat a meal at him, at his house. And the host is a Am Haaretz and is not trusted on Maaser. And he's making a celebration feast for a newlywed couple. And he's pressuring somebody to join the party. And he makes a neder, a vow, that if the person who's invited does not show up to the meal, then the vow should take into effect. And that person who was invited should be usher, forbidden to derive any benefit from the host. So this neder is pressuring the person invited to show up to the meal. Hamadir is chaver sheyechel etzlei, one who makes a neder on his friend if he doesn't show up to eat by this meal. V'u einei mamina al maaseres, but he's someone that's not trusted on maaseres, he's a Am Haaretz. So the Mishnah says, eichel imei b'shabbos rishayna. The person invited is allowed to eat at the Am Haaretz's house, b'shabbos rishayna, on the first Shabbos after the wedding, where they made a very large celebration, and it was an important celebration meal, that if he would refuse to show up, it would cause a lot of friction. And therefore, Chazal were mekol, v'afal pi she'inim aminai al maisris, even though generally you cannot trust the Am Haaretz regarding maisris. But over here, you could, v'avad she'yemar lo'i me'usarim, as long as, in this case, the host said that maisris was taken off, here Chazal were mekol and allowed you to trust him, so it wouldn't cause this friction by refusing the invitation. Ubishabbos Shniya, however, on the second Shabbos after they got married, where it's not as big of an event, afal pi shenadar mimena hanaya, even if the host is going to make another a vow and forbid the invite from deriving any pleasure, if he doesn't show up deriving any pleasure from this host in the future, still lo yechal ad she'yaser, the person invited cannot eat from the food until he takes off maaser. Before, there was no leniency allowed at this time because it's not as big of an event and it won't cause such a friction between the two if the person invited refuses or makes sure to take off maaser. So there was no leniency in this case. Mishnah Gimel. So for Mishnah Gimel, a little introduction. Generally, regular produce that definitely maaser was not taken off of. So the procedure was, Maaser Rishon was taken off and given to the Levi, and then the Levi had to take off Trumas Maaser, Truma from that Maaser Rishon. There were other Maasers taken off. Maaser Sheni was taken off in the first, second, and fourth and fifth of the Shemitah cycle. Maaser Sheni was taken off and eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. And on the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, Maaser Ani was replaced. By that Maaser Sheni. Maaser Ani replaced the Maaser Sheni. And it was distributed to the Aniyim. Regarding Demai, it's questionable whether Maaser was taken off. So, in order that there shouldn't be a problem of Tevel, eating from produce, that Maaser wasn't taken off, the halacha is that you have to take off Maaser from the Demai. However, once the Maaser is designated as Maaser, now it just becomes a monetary question whether or not it has to be given, the Maaser Rishon has to be given to the Levi, or the Maaser Ani has to be given to poor people. That's just a monetary argument by who does the money own, who does it go to now. Not a question of Isser V'Heter, whether the food is forbidden to be eaten. It could be eaten by anyone, just it's a question who owns it. And then regarding monetary suffix, monetary unclarity, so the halacha is that we go up to the Mufsik, we go up to the one who's holding on to it. And so by Demai, although he has to designate the Maaser, but he doesn't have to give it away because it's just a monetary question after it's designated who owns it. And for that, we leave it by the person holding it. And so he would designate it, but he would keep it. So the mission over here discusses regarding Maaser Ani specifically. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, this is Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Adam Tzarech Likreis Shem LeMaaser Ani Shel Demai. One does not even have to designate Maaser Ani of Demai. Maaser Rishon he has to designate, but he can keep. Maaser Ani does not need to be designated at all, because Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that the Am Haaretzim would take off Maaser Ani. Just like They would take off Meister Ani. Meister Rishon, they didn't, because by separating Meister Rishon, it's going to require them to take off Trumas Meister from the Meister Rishon, and they didn't want to be obligated in Truma, and so they didn't take off the Meister Rishon. They thought that that would prevent them from being obligated. They were incorrect, but that's what they did. But Meister Ani, that does not lead to further Truma, they would take that off, and then they would keep it themselves. They didn't care to give it to the Aniyim. However, since it was already separated, so Rabbi Lezer does not require one to designate Meister Ani of Demai. The Chachamim say, Kereshim, he does have to designate by calling out the name of designating the Meister Ani. That much he has to do, because we do not rely that the Amarats took off Meister Ani. V'ein Sarach Lahafrish, but he doesn't have to separate it and give it to Ani, because as I mentioned before, once he designates it, and now it's Meister, it's designated as Meister. So it's just a question now of a monetary suffix, a monetary unclarity of whose money is it now. And regarding monetary suffix, we go after the Muksuk, the one who's holding on to it, so he can keep it.